From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Salt Lake City and county leaders were taken by surprise when the federal government gave Chevron the green light to restart its pipeline running through Salt Lake City following two oil spills since last June. But after talking with Chevron and federal regulators, Mayors Ralph Becker and Peter Caroon gave their blessing for it to resume operations Tuesday morning. Speaking in his office at the city-county building, I asked Mayor Becker why he felt comfortable with the decision.
After we had a chance to look at their startup plan, look at the actions that they were going to take under the federal agency guidance, it included enough oversight, enough leak protection measures, enough commitments of actions that they may take, probably will take in some instances, certainly going forward, that it gave me, and I think for the community, a reassurance that we will be working on providing much better prevention and safety measures relating to this site, this pipeline going forward. So it included everything from, as they're doing the startup, monitors at every creek crossing on a continuous basis on the ground, as well as looking at the pipeline at various locations and improved monitoring in their places where they capture that information and take a look at it. To, as they go forward, looking at how they're going to put in additional valves, a different protection measures. They're going to have cameras at certain sites. They're going to be crawling all over this pipeline here for a little while they look at it and go through their startup operations. Over time, that will decrease, but the level of visual inspection, the level of protections built into the pipeline are going to be enhanced enormously. And there's no such thing as a risk-free proposition, but we certainly feel that the measures they're taking go a long ways to give us a level of comfort. And we've indicated that we want to see an analysis done of alternatives to this location and this corridor compared to other locations going forward. And that's something we intend to pursue. And, of course, that broadens the discussion to not just this pipeline, because there are several pipelines coming into and going out of this valley that need to be reviewed. And also to take a look at how we can have good community participation in pipeline decisions as they go forward. So having an ongoing group of people who are both experts or community activists or people who have an interest in from one perspective or another in our pipelines in the community be at the table to consider what should be done with this pipeline and other pipelines going forward.
Now, did Chevron commit to that study of alternatives to this pipeline?
They want to see a specific proposal from the city before I think they make a commitment, but they certainly weren't opposed. They say they have been doing their own independent alternatives analysis and looking within the corridor at the, where there may be more risk or where there may be options for moving the pipeline. We've told them that we appreciate that they're doing a study along those lines, but we need to have an independent study that engages our community. And they've expressed an interest, certainly not at this point a commitment, because I think they want to see a proposal from the city.
And finally, Mayor, what would you tell residents from the neighborhood affected by the first spill back in June who might have felt like we were promised back then that an additional incident was not going to occur, and yet it still happened? What would you tell those residents?
We have every reason to be skeptical. We have every reason to be vigilant. And we have risks that are within our community in a lot of different ways. And having pipelines in our community that carry fossil fuels is one of those risks. And we may not like it, but what we have to do, initially at least, is to do everything we can to prevent those risks. And certainly with the first spill, our interest and attention was heightened. With the second spill, it's reached a point where we know that we have to do our own independent assessments. And while the federal government has responsibility and jurisdiction over oil pipelines like this, so they really can control whether or not that oil flows and whether or not this pipeline is deemed safe, we can play an important role, and we're looking for a lot of different ways where we can both protect our community but also make decisions going forward that hopefully benefit our community, that not only may alter where a pipeline may be, but may also reduce our own fossil fuel use that will reduce the need for pipelines and refineries like this in the future.
That's Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker talking about Chevron restarting its oil pipeline yesterday morning following two spills last year. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.